This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. Advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration will meet later today to discuss the COVID-19 vaccine from healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson, which is seeking use authorization. The FDA is not required to follow their recommendation, but nearly always does. Two other vaccines are already in widespread use here in the U.S. from drug companies Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech. A shot from AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford is in use in Britain, Europe, South Asia, Brazil, Mexico, and elsewhere. Johnson & Johnson's clinical trial data does not look quite as impressive on paper as the others available in the United States. It was about 66% effective against infections that cause from moderate to severe illness. The Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines both reported about a 95% overall efficacy, but experts caution the studies are not measuring quite the same thing and should not be directly compared. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday directed American military airstrikes in eastern Syria against facilities belonging to what the Pentagon said were Iranian-backed militia. The Pentagon said the strikes were a retaliation for a rocket attack in Iraq earlier this month that killed one civilian contractor, wounded a U.S. service member, and other coalition troops. The February 15th rocket attacks on U.S. positions in Iraq were carried out as Washington and Tehran are looking for a way to return to the 2015 nuclear deal abandoned by former President Donald Trump. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.